This is Nat Metcalf. I'm pleased to be sponsored by The Netball Show for the 2026 Super League season.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
To their credit, they played very well today, and we knew this would be a danger game. We spoke about it. But it was a great start, but I just feel that there's times, and this is where we've got to learn from it. We get up to a certain amount and then we just let the teams back in, so we've got to address that and quickly. But credit to them, like, their 2-point shots were on fire, and there was 22 goals I think in total, so and to lose a game after shooting that, I'd be pretty disappointed as a coach. But I felt when it did get to, you know, down to the nitty-gritties, we did find a way to win, and we, you know, someone got the intercept and someone kick came on, she steadied the ship again, so yeah, we got out of it. It was an ugly win.
What do you think? You lost that momentum in the second quarter, 11-18 second quarter. You mentioned that you thought the girls kind of stopped.
Yeah.
What did they stop, and how do they identify that while they're out there?
I think when they started to set up a wall to a box and then a press in the middle, we just went too wide, and you've got to be able to punch through that, and you've got to have staggered options and two options. I don't think we had any options at sometimes. So that has to be worked on as well at training this week. Lots to work on. Em?
Plenty.
We saw lots of changes down that defence end, Em. Possibly the most amount of minutes we've seen you out there across the game, though. Talk to me about how you felt out there and clearly being out there in the clutch moments.
Yeah, I was, when I came on in the last couple of minutes of the second quarter, I was like, oh, shivers, here we go, got to do something here. But I feel like for me this season, trying to come on and just make an impact where I can, and I feel like trying to work into the game today, like I said, they shot a lot of twos, so probably something we need to continually look at and how we use our defensive strategies to help us there. But yeah, lots of changes. I think that's a real strength of our whole team, is that hopefully give Di and Kate the confidence to make changes and be a little bit more unpredictable with who's out there. Obviously Joe starting the game, which is probably something that Giants maybe were not expecting, so yeah, I feel like I'm happy to play that role when the team needs, and yeah, try and make an impact where I can.
They had a lot of the super shots, and can you talk to me about how you go about defending a team when both of their shooters are equally as potent at the post? Because a lot of the time we see double teaming on one, allowing for the 1-point shots. How do you go about defending the Giants?
It's bloody frustrating because you know that that's the strength of their game. So we don't, like, obviously we looked at it during the week and we've been working on it, not just for this week, but the whole season. And you know what they're going to do, and you know that they both shoot, but you still can't stop them. And they still just bomb them. So credit to them. Like I said, they played well. And in the shooting circle, they've got that connection with Matisse and Sophie. They know where each other wants to be. Defensively, I said it from the start, I don't really like the super shot, and I still don't
get rid of it,
but I think it's here to stay. And we just had to use our smarts, and I think we did at times, but towards the end I think, yeah, they were really able to get their eye in, and again, credit to them, they bombed them.
Talk to me about Lily Graham. Important to get some minutes into her today.
Yeah, no, it was, and I had every intention of putting her on today. She hasn't been 100% for the last probably month or so, so it was a great opportunity when I saw her, and I thought, you know what, I'm gonna put her on and see what she does. And she really opened it up, and I thought her baseline drives were really strong. And then obviously when it was getting a bit hairy out there, I thought, you know what, I'll just put the older heads back on, so that's why I've done that. Yeah, she did well.
Did she have an injury that she's been managing? Is that why she's not?
Yeah, sort of.
Sort of. Not going to give me that time. So obviously, really pleasing those clutch moments. You guys have come through on those time and time again this year. Do you put it down to the experience of this group?
I think it is, because we've been in so many of them, haven't we, over the last few years. So. Yeah, in saying that, though, there was a couple of brain fades towards the end, which I wasn't too happy about. But I think they were trying to milk the clock, which wasn't an instruction. And I think when we do that, sometimes we need to still, you know, offer the strong drives and not be standing and wanting to receive. So that's where you've got to do your prelims, and that's where you want to receive, not where you're standing. So we'll have to do that's another thing on the agenda.
Back to the drawing board.
But you know what? You learn a lot of things it wasn't a loss. It was nearly a loss, but you learn a lot of things when you challenge. And I think it's come at a really good time for us.
Well, that's what I was going to ask.
We've been talking about
the fact that potentially do you need a loss? You've been, you know, this momentum that's been gathering, does that bubble need to burst before you head towards the back end of the season and finals, or is this the shake-up that you need?
Such a tricky one.
Yeah. I would probably like a loss. I would hate to go... Yeah, I don't know if I'd like to go in without a loss, but maybe this is... consider this nearly a loss or something. I don't know. Look, if I went through undefeated and we won it, that'd be a fairy tale, but probably it's not going to happen. But I think this game has shaken us up a bit, and it's made us realise we've got to work a bit harder, which is a good thing, Caitlin.
Great. So you've got Firebirds next week.
Yeah.
What are you going to take out of today's game?
Probably a bit more consistency. Mm-hmm. When we get a lead, we keep going.
Yeah, I think just not... I don't think there's complacency in the group. Mm. Like, we work hard, and it's probably just the lapses, and I think it's more to the point that when we do get those leads, we take our foot off the pedal a little bit, and defensively I feel like we maybe stop taking the risks and going for balls and attack, maybe those drives stop and the court balance. So I think it's about, you know, trying to get... I don't think we've had a four-quarter performance this season yet where we've done a... I don't think you got that at all. So I feel like that's something we can look to improve on. And, Firebirds are unpredictable. They've obviously got Mary, who is improving, I think, throughout this season. And Maddie Gordon's been back, so she's... a really great player for them. Another danger game for us, and they're just, you know, going to want to go away with it and give it a red hot crack. And I think that's what teams coming into the second half of the season are going to want to do, and we're going to be pushed. And I think it's really great for us to be pushed, but we have to know how to get through those hairy situations and be able to put out some better four quarter consistent performances.
Great.
But the positive, we haven't played four quarters and we keep winning. So imagine when we do.
Oh, gosh, we'll be by 80.
Good luck for the rest of
us. Thanks, Katie.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.